baby. The Swallows and the 50s on 5. It's Harlem. The soul that came before rock and roll. The battle of the bird groups this week. Every single song on Harlem this week will be by a group with a bird name. Time to get the main event underway. One of the most successful groups to ever use a bird name. And many historians point to this group as the first rhythm and blues group to use a bird name. I'm talking about the Ravens, who were formed in New York City back in 1945. To get more information on them, I went right to the experts. Billy Vera, singer, songwriter, music historian, and all-around groovy guy, has compiled a brand new set. It's 3 CDs on the complete national recordings of the Ravens. Comes out in just a couple of weeks on Savoy Jazz. We talked to Billy, and I asked him, what was it about the Ravens' sound and Jimmy Ricks, the lead singer?
Jimmy Ricks is out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jimmy moved up from Florida to Harlem, and he started working as a waiter to supplement his aspirations as a singer. And he was working at a bar called the 400 Tavern or something, and he met a guy named Warren Suttles. So they were waiters there, and they started to sing along to the jukebox, and the Delta Rhythm Boys were very popular. You know, they eventually got this group together. They got together with an agent, and they started gigging right away. And Ben Bart, who was one of their agents, he started a record label just for them, Hub Records.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut about 6 or 8 sides for them. And
they didn't really go anywhere, right?
No, nothing happened. They didn't have any distribution.
The Ravens start going. They sign with National. Did Herb Abramson actually bring them in, or was he there yet?
I'm not clear on that.
Okay.
I know he was there. So I suspect, and Herb was always the kind of guy that had his ear to the ground. So I suspect, you know, the word was out on this good group. Because once they started appearing live, and you know what they were sneaky. They had a sneaky thing that they would do on stage. They would start singing as a group, you know, in harmony, and maybe the tenor, you know, Mace Marshall, would sing the lead for a while, and then all of a sudden, about the middle of the song, out comes this big booming bass voice that made Barry White sound like Tiny Tim.
Jimmy Ricks.
Yeah, and the people freaked out.
Write me a letter. Say I'm still your fella. Cause I'm lonesome as a man can be.
Cause I haven't been myself since you said goodbye to me. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter, and this is what I had to say. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter, and this is what I had to say. Man, you know how I feel if you ever had a gal like me. I said, let me hear from you, baby, let me hear from you right away. Yes, let me hear from you, baby, please let me hear from you. Cause I haven't been myself, baby, since you went away. When you were here with me, baby, I took you for a square, and I'm biting off my nails and pulling out my hair. Write me, honey. Well, well, baby. Yes, just write me, baby. Yes, I'm walking around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. Keep walking around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. I miss you so much, you've been gone such a long, long time. I can't eat, sleep, I'm pacing the floor. You got me doing things, baby, that I never did before.
It's a long time, baby, since
well, baby,
so don't worry, don't look.
honey.
The neighbors say that I'm blowing my top.
Yeah.
Cause the mailman passes and he never stops.
So
write me a letter. Say I'm still your fella.
Cause I won't be myself till you.